Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church. We've been talking about advancing the gospel yesterday. Going to move on with that today. You know, yesterday we talked about being clear for the gospel. And there in Philippians 1, 12 through 30, Paul is being clear. But I want to give you those out of verses 15 through 18. It is true, Paul says, that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? He says. The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Well, preaching is actually proclaiming, teaching, or advocating. And we're called by Christ to do these things. You say, Rusty, I'm not a preacher. I say, well, that's okay. God has called you and me. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. He says, if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. And all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God reconciled the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassador, as though God were making his appeal through us. God's called you to preach and to teach and to advocate for the cause of Christ, to make the appeal for Christ to our family. My prayer today is that you will have that faith, you will have that firm stance in Jesus, that when you have the opportunity, proclaim the name of Jesus today.